stabilized a little. Hello and thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Today we received about 8 or 9 inches of an inch of rain. Hopefully that'll be enough to brighten things up a little bit, but it's been awfully dry.
Well, I think it's stabilized the situation. I don't think that one rain will cure the problem. I think it'll stabilize the situation, and we'll just have to see how the weather plays out now over the next few weeks.
That's Farmers James Haskew of Marion County and William Henley of Franklin County, who did, in fact, finally see some significant moisture for the first time in weeks yesterday. Both of these areas along the southern border in Middle Tennessee have been classified by the U.S. Drought Monitor as exceptionally dry. Henley says while the rain was a relief, some of the damage to his 500 acres of corn can't be saved.
The rain will probably benefit about 40% of it. Close to 60%, I believe, will be beyond help. Just look out through the field. The plants are stunted, and I don't believe that they'll be able to recuperate. But the other part, I think it will help some, but there just won't be much of a crop there anyway.
Haskew, like Henley, says the main benefit from this rain will be the hope of new growth in their pastures.
And we've been feeding cattle for about 3 weeks now, just like it was wintertime. And we've been even rolling wheat straw and using it to conserve our hay for the winter. We've been feeding hay. We've never stopped feeding hay since the last week in September. In fact, our pastures never grew enough this spring. Well, just about the time they got ready to grow, they got froze off.
Haskew has about 130 head of cattle that he feeds, and he still has some 300 acres of soybeans left to plant. And after this rain, he and many other farmers across the state can now finally finish up. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.